Oh, the coffee in Ethiopia is something else.
Something else, right?
Yeah, it's like you, when you just order like black or you order macchiato,
uh-huh.
you know, and you're looking for the chocolate sauce bottle, you know, it's chocolatey.
Okay.
Coffee over there.
Okay.
And then, you know, a lot of the time it's just single origin, organic, and there's no Robusta beans, so it's not highly caffeinated, but it's got the caffeine.
Right.
And it's really good. Mm. Really good everywhere, actually. Mm.
Sounds good. So flights from Zurich to Addis Ababa, I think they go daily. So
no, let's go.
In fact, they're not. So, but you can go there from Switzerland easily.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but let's play some music.
Okay.
What do you have, DJ Khufu, for us?
Well, it's a reissue. I mostly play reissues. Sorry, but it's like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, I bought this 7-inch record, and so somehow it was like in the back section of my collection at home, and I just found it like 2 months ago, and I really like it. It's called Cheyenne, Come Back to Me. It's a really soulful number.
Nice.
Ja, das ist ein Stückchen vom Lack of Afro. Rodrigo hat das geheißen. Auf Freestyle Records erschienen. Schon relativ alt, oder nicht? DJ Kufu. Wie alt ist das? Mm.
Auch schon wieder ein paar Jahre her. Ich habe letztens meine Platte neu sortiert.
Ah, und das ist
ein Produkt. Es sind ganz viele vorgekommen, die irgendwie schon lange im Hintergrund gelegen sind. Aber ich glaube, jetzt sind wir parat für das erste
Mal. Ja, wir sind parat. DJ Cassowary, what are you going to play?
Well, we're going to do this right. And we're going to start with a man they call the Negus of the saxophone, which means the king of the saxophone. A man passed away a couple of years ago. And this is like an introduction tune. He's playing a scale, which is called Anchihoye. Mm-hmm. And Anchihoye is a pentatonic scale, and it only exists in Ethiopia. And so this is Getachew Mokuria, Anchihoye.
Nice.
Thank you. Asayish na pere Then we'll let something get Sagae when and now I'm taking on a day Asayish na pere Then we'll let something get Yeah.
nicht. Hey, ach, er drückt alle Mikrofone außer meins. Sabotage. This is Universal on Radio Stadtfilter and on Radio Laura with our guest, Casa Warrior. He played us some tunes from Ethiopia, I think.
That's right.
How did you find those records?
Well, there's no record shops and there's no second-hand shops. So it's just, beating the feet, as I would say, just walking around, asking people, searching. And you can find a couple of guys you can send out to look for you, to help you. So it's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of promises of bags and boxes of records, only for them to come back with, you know, two records, and it's actually one record broken in two pieces. So, you know, it's sometimes there's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and then otherwise.
Yeah. So that means that you spend some time over there for to get those records.
Yeah. So the records I've got, I believe I've earned them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So I haven't, sat on eBay, emptying my bank account, but emptying my bank account flying over to Africa.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's a different experience.
Oh. I love Africa.
eBay doesn't smell that good.
It doesn't look that good either.
Yeah. Doesn't look that good either.
I'm going to just read what we've heard. The last tune that I already said was JN, Come Back to Me. Then Lack of Afro with the track Rodrigo. And then we switched to this Ethiopian section. Oh, now to spell all those names. Getachu Mekuria.
Getachu Mekuria.
Anchioye. Oh, maybe you can read it. That's a good idea.
Good idea. Yeah, so the first one was the negus of the saxophone, Getachu Mekuria. And the track was Anchioye. Anchioye, by the way, this is Ethiopian folklore. That from the 6th century, they had a patriarch in the church called Yared. And they believe that Yared got the Anchioye scale directly from God. Because no other country, no other branch of the Orthodox has anything close to this scale. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a pentatonic scale too, so only 5 notes. So, strong. It's very strong and very mystical. Track. After that, we heard from Haptamu Shefaro and Iadini, and that was arranged by Hailu Mergia, who I think we'll talk a bit about. After that was the James Brown of Ethiopia, Alamayoshete and Yelebene Bitayo, and then the last track was Tadele Bekele and Anchi Konjo.
Great.
And we just heard Hailu Mergia.
That's right.
Wait, the track, you can read it.
Is it Yegele Nesha?
Yegele Nesha, okay.
Yeah.
You know what Yegele Nesha means?
Not sure.
Yegele is something, there's a track from Mulatto Statke called Yegele Titsita. Titsita is also scale.
It's from me.
But okay.
Tizita is scale. Tizita, the actual meaning of Tizita, it's like a memory or nostalgia. Oh. So if you research into Ethiopian music, you will find that every Ethiopian singer has at least one tizita.
Mm-hmm.
And they start singing about this girl they remembered from their childhood or their memories of their mother and father, and they sing this tizita song.
So the scale is used to describe a memory?
Yes, yes. And put into lyrical form, and keeping in mind that there's a major keyed tizita, and there's a minor key tizita as well. Yeah. And it's specifically for those purposes, yeah. Wow. And so Yegele tizita means from my memory.
From my memory, but, okay.
Yeah, Yegele. But Yegele Nisha, Alokam. And then last track.
That's just the next one, I think we'll hear.
Hailu Mergia.
Oh, that's the one.
That was the one. Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah, we've seen Hailu Mergia playing last